is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
It's the first day of spring.
The first day of spring.
The first day of spring.
First day of spring.
The beginning of spring.
Well, then what are we waiting for? Well,
what are we waiting for? Let's jump on this now.
Springtime.
Hey, good morning, JP, Coriel, Husker Nick. It is Tuesday, March 19th. And, okay, just double checking.
Yeah.
They're saying it's the first day of spring. According to Coriel's calendar, is it the first day of spring?
Yes, this is the first day of spring.
Okay.
First day of, like, meteorological spring was at the very, very beginning of the month.
Yeah.
But which this is like
what
spring.
You think of when you hit March, you're in spring. But no, the official one starts
first
today.
First official day of spring.
Okay, when do you think, if you were to bet on when spring ends and summer starts, not knowing your knowledge of, like, the calendar, but, like, just your knowledge of life.
I don't know.
When
that's
you,
really hard because I already know.
Okay, but I'm just like, would you, where would you say? Would it be June,
I
July?
I think majority of people say when school starts.
So summer, so when school ends.
Oh, you mean fall. Oh, sorry. When spring transitions,
when spring
into,
transitions
summer,
into summer. Yeah.
I don't know. Like probably June 1st.
June 20th.
Well, I know that's, that
sucks. Because, that's not. I get it.
But that's the first official day, though, right?
It says actually June 21st is the first official day of summer.
Well,
according to the equinoxes and whatnot.
Yeah. But, I thought you were going to say, what majority of people think it is.
Right. Majority of people think it happens Memorial Day weekend is when summer starts, because that's kind of the
signifier. And when is that, late May?
Yeah, the end of May.
Oh.
That first weekend in June, the last weekend in May.
For me, I don't really think that summer feels like summer until 4th of July almost.
Seriously? So you go all the way to 4th of July?
Yeah, because, anymore, it's just it's warmer into September.
Yeah, this is true.
You know?
We do get the warmer weather then.
So by the 4th of July, it's actually consistently very warm.
Yeah.
So in a weird way, it almost doesn't really feel like summer until 4th of July for me personally.
Yeah, so enjoy spring. It starts today through June 20th, and then that's it. No more spring.
Then no more spring.
So that is one thing to pay attention to today. There's a lot on the show today. We'll get you that in minutes.
Coming up next. Go. Next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show.
Hopefully we'll have Husker Nick. We'll see what's going on with tech issues.
Internet.
We'll have Danimer Dumpum with Tim looking for another day with Ashley. We'll ask you about the most extreme thing you were asked to do for your job. And did it involve dressing up as a tiger?
Want to make a paycheck?
We'll get that. JP makes his guest for Brothers Osborne tickets, and the nitty gritty's on the way.
An honor Toby Keith never knew about. Rockstar plus rockstar at CMT Crossroads. Reba denies calling this megastar a brat and more.
Getting you in the know from Music Row.
Check this out. Coriel has your nitty gritty from Music City on Kix 96.9.
Nitty gritty from Music City powered by A1 Mold Testing and Remediation. There's a rumor online that Reba McEntire called Taylor Swift a, quote, entitled little brat.
Oh.
Straight to her face. But like most of the very air quotey news online, it's garbage.
Clickbait.
Once again, the story came from a fake news site, but it's one that kind of peppers in just enough silliness to call itself satire. So it is kind of tough for people to see. I understand that. They claimed Reba checked the Jumbotron while singing the anthem at the Super Bowl and saw Taylor drinking and being disrespectful. So just based on the headline enough, most people saw it on Facebook or whatever and just ran with that. It didn't really seem satirical, the headline itself. Of course, when you don't click on an article, that can happen. But also, even when you click on the article from this website, it can be a little tough to decipher.
It's not like The Onion where it kind of comes across as straight-up satire. It is
Or The Reductress. Yeah.
There you go.
So Reba felt the need to call the site out on Instagram. She says it's completely nonsense and tells everybody to not believe everything they see, that whole thing. And goes on to say that Taylor is a, quote, wonderful artist, strong role model. And she also says that she's someone who's done a lot for many people, including the music industry. So squashed it. The late Toby Keith, by the way, don't mean to make you cry so early this morning, but it's going to happen. The late Toby Keith has been elected to join the Country Music Hall of Fame, along with John Anderson and guitarist James Burton, who's going in under the recording / touring musician category. The hall has a rule against inducting an artist in the year of their death, but Toby was actually chosen for induction before he died.
Oh, wow.
So he gets to go in. Toby died on February 5th, just one day before the names of the inductees were locked in.
Oh, man.
So he never knew it was coming.
Oh,
man. His rep says, quote, "My heart hurts that Toby didn't receive this honor when he was alive."
Wow.
I know. Oh, man. I saw that and it got me a little misty-eyed.
That's, yeah.
Rough. But he will be joining the Country Music Hall of Fame this year.
Very cool.
The CMT Music Awards are coming up April 7th, but CMT has a lot of special stuff happening that weekend to keep country fans tuned in, along with the award themselves. The network also has a new CMT Storytellers featuring Little Big Town, CMT Crossroads stars, Rockstar plus Rockstar. We're talking Hardy and Nickelback.
Okay.
The awards follow CMT's Red Carpet Special also, which airs Sunday, April 7th, with the awards show airing like an hour after that.
You going to do a viewing party at your house?
Sure. Okay. Why not? We told you yesterday that the sexual assault suit filed by Jimmy Allen's former day-to-day manager was dropped, as was Allen's countersuit. Today, his accuser, Jane Doe, spoke out about the decision through her lawyers, of course. According to the lawyers, Jane Doe, quote, entered into a settlement agreement with Jimmy Allen to avoid the trauma of reliving her abuse over the course of a painful trial. The attorney also explained that Allen had offered to pay a financial settlement in exchange for not bringing the case to trial, in which the client agreed to.
There you go.
That's a little more on that. The Nitty Gritty from Music City, I'm Corey L. with Kix 96.9. I've been waiting
on some good news. Tell me something good on Facebook, X, or Instagram, KX969. You can get in on the show and brag about some goodness going on in your life. Corey L., what you got today?
My good thing is Homestead National Historical Park, and that's in Beatrice, I believe.
Yes.
They announced their keynote speaker for an event coming up, and it's really, really awesome. You're going to love this, JP.
Who's this?
A lot. And Nick, actually. Husker Nick's a big fan of some of these movies, too.
Okay.
So the keynote speaker for their 2024 Homestead Days is actor Sean Astin.
No way.
Who is known for his roles in Goonies, Rudy, Stranger Things. He played Will Byers' mom, or Winona Ryder's, like, kind of boo thing for, like, part of a season. The Conners, The Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings, many more,
obviously.
The Hobbit.
Yeah. Astin's keynote speech will reflect on his genealogy and the lessons he has learned over his long career. If you want to learn more about, like, your own family history and stuff like that, you want to see Sean Astin's speech in person and all that stuff, you can go to the Homestead National Historical Park's Heritage Center. You can also just find them on Facebook for a little more info. And the event is free to the public. There's no tickets required, so you can just show up. But, yeah, how cool is that, that Sean Astin's coming to speak?
That's wild.
Yeah, what in day Beatrice again? This is June 22nd, so right after the first kind of official days of summer.
All right, get yourself that on your calendar, that way you're ready to go down and watch a Hobbit talk.
Awesome.
Or Rudy, or whatever you associate Sean Astin to.
Yeah.
Nick, your good thing.
My good thing, this is awesome. This happened a couple weeks ago. So I'm a big UFC, like, I love UFC fighting. And there's a guy by the name of Mark Coleman. He's like one of the originals. This dude, gigantic human. I mean, just ball of muscle, tougher than nails. Well, he went over to his mom and dad's house to visit them, and he stayed the night at his childhood home. And about 4 a.m., his dog, whose name is Hammer, because that was his nickname. He was Mark the Hammer Coleman. His dog's name's Hammer. Wakes him up about 4 a.m. The house is completely on fire. Okay.
Oh, wow. Oh, my gosh.
So Coleman jumps out of bed, runs upstairs, starts carrying his parents out of the house, gets them out of the house, runs back in trying to find Hammer. Right around then is when he passes out from all the smoke inhalation. The firefighters get him out, and then there's this video online, and it'll just absolutely just destroy you, where he sees his daughters for the first time, because he didn't wake up for a few days.
Oh, wow.
Sees his daughter for the first time, and he's just bawling about how he's the happiest man in the world, and he swears to God he's so lucky he can't believe his parents are alive and that he was able to save them and all these things. And it just... man, it just gets you. It gets you right in the feels as you see this. But what an absolute superhero Mark Coleman is. He's just, he's in his 60s. He's around 60 now. So, like, he's an older guy.
Yeah.
But he's still, like, one of the largest humans I've ever seen, you know. But, yeah, just an unbelievable situation. And Mark Coleman is just such a hero for saving his parents.
No kidding.
That's awesome. My good thing is we started with the show letting you know today is the first day of spring. Well, Dairy Queen wants to celebrate that as well.
Ooh, did
it
you?
Is free cone day at every participating non-mall location to Dairy Queen. So if you go to like DQ Grill and Chill or any place that you have to drive through or whatever, you can grab yourself a free cone today because, yes, as we all know, it's not because of the groundhog. It's not because of the weather outside. It's because of the vernal equinox that spring officially starts.
Well, that's nice of them.
Today. Good. So if you're looking for...
don't look at the weather a week from now, then, if you're excited about it being spring.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Blinders. Blinders, everybody.
Focus on that. That's what we're focusing on, the ice cream.
Only.
Another good thing is there's still a lot of money to be won, and it keeps getting bigger. Jeez. We're almost up to $1 billion in the Mega Millions.
That's insane.
The Powerball. Nobody won Powerball either last night, too. So it's like, could we just win this cash and be done with this game?
Just give it to us.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll
just give it to us.
Nice of it.
Instead of giving it to some winner in California or Iowa, give it to us. And we'll do some good with it.
We promise we'll treat it kindly.
So if you want to join the Millionaires Club, the way it works is you give us your lucky numbers. We put those on the tickets, and we go buy the tickets to have a chance to win $875 million in Mega Millions tonight. So 466-9696 if you want to get in the Millionaires Club. So if you didn't know, Ireland has a naval service.
Yeah, probably.
It's like any other country. They've got the, I believe they might have an Air Force. I'm not exactly sure. I just know for sure about their Navy now after seeing this story that popped up.
When you say naval, I only think of fuzzy navels. Like
the, you think of a belly button.
Or the drink.
The drink, actually.
She went drink.
Oh, no, I went drink. You went belly button.
Yeah. So apparently the Irish Naval Service only has one active ship. For the entire island.
That might be.
It's called the George Bernard Shaw, which I'm assuming is after Irish playwright George Bernard Shaw.
Okay.
Yeah, of course.
And last weekend, they were called on to help with a drug bust.
Oh, baby.
An opportunity to intercept a delivery of cocaine off the coast of Cork in Ireland.
I just, in my heart, this is like a volunteer firefighter service.
Yeah.
Kind of very similar
feel to it. They all just have like their own regular jobs, and like the barkeep is like, the alarm sounds for the first time in 10 years. And he's like, boys, we got one. And then they go running out there. Yeah. Yeah. And there's like one standing on the end of it with like their flag, you know, and he's like, this is my island.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He's just screaming.
Mm-hmm. But they're all like halfway through the day and they're pints of beer and they're like, oh man.
Yeah, this is gonna be awesome.
This is what training's for.
So the country's police, all ready to do, shut down this smuggling ring, ready to go. It allegedly involved waterproof containers filled with tens of millions of dollars of cocaine
that
were being thrown overboard off the coast. The only problem was this past weekend, St. Patrick's Day.
Oh,
that's right,
no.
Baby.
And the George Bernard Shaw was part of the festivities.
Yeah.
So they passed on being a part of the drug bust.
Well, this
they
is that. Passed? You guys. Listen, I look forward to St. Patrick's Day in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Right.
I can't imagine what it's like in Ireland. And like they're just like, whoever was the intelligent individual that decided, hey, you know when the best time to really get these fools to where they're not going to want to come
Saint
out here
Patty's
and stop
Day.
Us? We can wait till about 10 a.m. on Saint
Oh, you
Saint
mean
Patty's
the criminal
Day.
That thought about this?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
And they're like, we can show up by like 10 a.m., there's going to be so much Guinness flowing through their bloodstreams that these guys are not going to care. Like, they're not going to care.
So they were a part of the festivities for St. Patrick's Day passed on being a part of the drug bust.
I cannot believe that they passed.
That's awesome.
And instead, the police are like, all right, well, luckily enough, we've got a team of divers that can kind of help with this, but just
also, I feel shut it down. Like you shouldn't be able to have the opportunity or like the option to pass.
Right.
If you're the naval unit or whatever, and you've got the one ship that feels very like
one ship,
you can't say no to this, you know?
Yeah.
How did that phone call go? They're like, hey, Johnny, we need you and your boys to get on that ship and help us with this drug bust. And he's like, yeah. It's St. Patty's Day.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, seriously, though, we need you. And he's like, no, seriously, though, it's St. Patrick's Day.
In my mind, the guy answered the call, and he's like, wait, it's Sergeant blah, blah, blah. Hold on. And everyone turns the music down.
Really quiet.
Puts it on speakerphone. And he's like, what's that? And then he says it again, and it's just quiet for a second. And then all he does is just laugh boisterously and hangs up the phone.
Like, no.
Like, you silly goose, you're not doing that.
No.
Music turns back on.
Yeah. They're busy on the big
mugs
old ship.
Are clashing in the background.
Yeah, they don't know what's going on.
He's like, oh, what a funny joke.
Luckily enough, the police and the divers did manage to collect all of the cocaine. Now things are being revisited to the point where, like, maybe we need to get one more ship.
Yeah,
just to
have
make
like
sure
a
we
small
have,
crew of people on the ready in case.
Just in case. One for partying, one for protecting our country.
JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Check this out.
Here's what's trending online now.
It's going down.
Right here on Kix 96.9.
And it's brought to you by Winter Circle Auto.
Three.
President Joe Biden signed an executive order yesterday that the White House described as, quote, the most comprehensive set of actions taken by a president to advance women's health research, focusing on diseases and conditions that affect women. The order wasn't a surprise, as Biden had hinted it was coming through his State of the Union address earlier this month. The order targets, among other things, an increase in research focusing on women's health after menopause, including an increased risk of heart disease and osteoporosis. After the order was signed, First Lady Jill Biden thanked her husband, quote, on behalf of all women.
Well, Kate Middleton has been spotted out and about. This could be the end of the royal conspiracy.
Oh, man.
The Princess of Wales was seen with Prince William about a mile away from her home in Windsor at a Windsor farm shop. And this isn't just coming from eyewitnesses. There's video of the royal couple walking around in plain sight.
Imagine that.
Wonder if they had that set up to make sure that everybody knew, including TMZ. Like, hey, you guys want to get over there and make sure you get video of Prince William and Kate so we can put this conspiracy
a camera plant
to bed.
So they could at least be like, dang it, did nobody catch it?
Other people in the area shared that Kate was happy, relaxed, and healthy as she walked around the store. TMZ said they even looked at the metadata of the video to prove that the video was filmed on Saturday near Kate's home. The extra level of precaution comes after months of rumors springing up about her whereabouts after she laid low for a while recovering from the abdominal surgery.
Wow.
It looks like
that's just what it was, huh?
She's
really just healing by herself. Imagine that.
Yeah. But sometimes.
They just didn't do themselves a good service because they were putting out like doctored photos and weird memos, and it's like,
yeah, I think it was a lot
come
of
on.
A lot of all kind of happened at an unfortunate time. I am a little bummed though to see that this conspiracy is nearing its end.
You
it's been kind of fun
it?
To follow along and see all the crazy
I mean, it's been since like Christmas
all the
time.
Crazy theories.
Yeah. So it looks like it is finally put to bed.
One.
The NCAA tournament field of 68 starts to be whittled down today with two of the four play-in games that will serve to kick off March Madness. We got Wagner and Howard tonight, and then after that, Colorado State and Virginia. This does not mean you have to have your bracket filled out by tonight, right, Nick?
Yeah, you do not need to on like ESPN or whatnot. It'll just automatically fill in whichever team wins.
Right. It's like this is kind of unless you really, really are into who's going to be playing a number one seed for potential knockoff, picking them. But yeah, you can wait until these games are over. And then by Thursday at 11 a.m. is when the NCAA tournament officially kicks in. Have you filled out a bracket yet, Coriel?
Not yet, but I will be doing so today.
Okay. Got to get it done in the next couple days.
Yeah.
Ready to go for March Madness.
Don't want to miss it.
Hopefully you have the Huskers getting past the first round in both your brackets. We'll have to wait and see.
For sure. Got to have that dub.
Yeah.
And then number one seed Houston goes down in flames.
Yeah, wouldn't that be great?
They got an injury.
Yeah, that could happen. We can hope and see what we can have, how far our Huskers can go. There you go. That's what everybody's going to be talking about this morning.
Of lust or something else? Find out next on Kix 96.9. It's Date 'em or Dump 'em with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Good morning, Tim.
Morning.
Hey, buddy. So give us a rundown how you met up with Ashley and how things went on the date, and we'll see if we can figure this out for you.
Yeah, well, you know, actually, strangely enough, like, I was her Uber driver.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I'm an Uber driver. It was a couple of weekends ago, and I picked up her and her bunch of her girlfriends. They were going out to celebrate one of their friends' birthday. They were a lot of fun. She sat up front with me, and, you know, we were talking, and she asked if she could play music, and I let her. Anyway, I dropped them off and went on with my night driving, and then I got a message later on the Uber app from Ashley. She lost her credit card and wanted to see if I had it in my car, so I looked and found it and between the seats. And, you know, I asked her because, you know, she was a really cute girl, and I liked her, but I also a professional. Like, I asked her if I could bring it to her. I did, and she said she was thankful, and she tried offering me money as a thank you, and I, you know, of course, turned that down. And she asked if she could repay me with dinner sometime, and I said yes.
Very nice.
Well, so she left it in there on purpose. She left it in there on purpose.
Just to get another chance.
Yeah, she was like, all right, here's how I'm going to get this guy. Boom. Uh-huh. Sneaky. That's snaky.
All right, so you said yes.
And of course I said yes. And then the next week we started texting and set up to go out for dinner, and it was fun. It was, you know, she's great. She's like a fantastic girl. And I thought, I thought we had a great time, and I went to pay for dinner, and she wouldn't let me pay for dinner.
I mean, she offered.
Yeah, that's true. She did offer.
So. I always try to be a gentleman, of course. And, but she would not let me, but I respect that. Hoping that I could, you know, make it up the next time. Hopefully there would be a next time, you know?
Right.
And sure. She gave me a kiss on the cheek. Sweetest girl ever. Thanked me for saving her, like, that night, and, you know, that's what it was. So I texted her the next day, and she hasn't been answering me. So, like, I assume she just was trying to thank me for finding her card, but maybe, and that's fine, but I would legit very much like to see her again. If she was just trying to thank me for helping her out, that's okay, but I would love to see her again.
Maybe she, I'm not saying that you don't deserve this kind of attention at all, but I'm just saying maybe she was pretty drunk, because you said they were having fun. Maybe she was pretty drunk and then had mentioned, like, let me, you know, take you out to dinner to thank you. And then when it came through to that point, she was like, oh my gosh, I said I was going to do this. I kind of have to do this. I'm thinking maybe she was drunk and offered that
and felt obligated.
And then kind of felt obligated
that's
to see it through.
Enough. When she was out with her, I'm not trying to put her on blast or anything.
Right, sure.
She was with her friends. They had a good night, but we had a couple of drinks at our dinner, but we weren't, and she wasn't wasted. And I didn't drink because I drive.
Is it possible that at dinner, do you have a lazy eye? And she noticed maybe and thought you were looking at other people. Sometimes when I talk to Coriel, I think she's looking somewhere else. And I don't know. I'm like, does she even want to listen to the words I'm saying to her? That's my best guess. From what you've said, that led me to.
You make it sound like he's Mad-Eye Moody from Harry Potter. With, like, one just doing whirly gigs. Good gravy.
Whirly gigs.
I'm thinking she was drunk and suggested it and then
felt obligated
to see it through. Not saying that you wouldn't deserve that type of attention. I'm just saying maybe she's like, oh my god, I said I was gonna do this, I have to do it.
I hope that's not the case.
Yeah, I hope not.
I hope not either.
Well, we'll be glad to get a hold of Ashley for you and see if we can sort this out, and if anything, we can, then we'll be glad to take care of dinner for you guys to go out again.
Yeah,
y'all, thank you. That would be amazing.
Coming up next. Go! This is What's Next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
All right, it's guessing time.
Ooh, guessing time.
Coriel's already got her idea of what possibly went wrong. That guilt. She felt obligated.
Guilt that you've pigeonholed yourself into.
I gotta make this right and take it out to dinner.
I gotta make good on this.
Is that the answer or is it something else?
Yes. Wildly speculate. Gift form is the best form on not Twitter. X, Instagram, KZKX969. You can message us too on Facebook, KX969.
It's Datum or Dump'em.
Now the conclusion to Datum or Dump'em with JP, Corey Ellen, Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Hey, if you're just joining us, we're helping Tim out with Ashley. He's an Uber driver. The fact is, Ashley's Uber driver a couple weekends ago when a bunch of girlfriends were and her were going out for a friend's birthday. She got a hold of him because her credit card slipped between the seats of his Uber car, and she asked him, like, how can I repay you? And he's like we could go out. Yeah,
he returned it.
Yeah, he did return the card, and she was super thankful. And so she wanted to take him out for dinner, and they ended up chit-chatting for a bit and went out for dinner, thought everything was great. Now she's not getting back to him. And so he wanted us to reach out to Ash and see what went wrong.
Hello?
Hi, we're looking for Ashley.
Yeah, this is she.
Ashley Heights, JP, Coriel, Nick, the Kix Morning Show.
Oh, wow. Good morning.
Hi. How's it going?
Hello.
Good. How are you guys?
We're good. Do you have a few minutes for us this morning?
Yeah, totally.
Okay. Well, we're calling on behalf of a friend of ours who really enjoyed some time with you and was wanting us to, we were more than willing to pay for a second date for you guys to go out again. Tim got a hold of us about you guys and told us your story about how you met when he was your Uber driver and you lost your credit card and then y'all went out for dinner as like a thank you, but like he legit would like to see you again and wanted us to facilitate a conversation and see if we can get to sort this out for you.
He was a super nice guy, and he totally saved me that night when I lost my card, but I can't date him.
Why?
Well, he picked me up for our date, and then he picked up someone else.
Wait a minute, no.
You can't do that as an Uber driver.
Ubered? Yeah, he legit Ubered while we were going to dinner.
Were you going to somewhere expensive, and that's why he was like, man, I gotta make that money before we get to this thing?
No, I mean, like, it was just like, it was so weird that he did that on the way to our date, and then he picked someone else up on the way back to my place.
Oh, my God. So he is legit.
That's so weird.
Like, Ubering while on the way to and from your
You really can't do that. It says that when you become an Uber driver, you cannot do that.
Yikes. Real quick question.
That's what I thought.
He didn't have like
he didn't have, like, an upside-down pineapple air freshener or anything, did he? I'm just checking. That might be the situation here. Like, and this is just the fun game that he plays.
Add somebody to
your... Yeah, he's like, man.
I don't know. It was just so awkward.
That is weird.
I don't know why he thought it was okay to do that.
Did he mention? Did he ask, like, hey, is it cool if I pick somebody up?
No, he didn't ask at all. I don't know. It was just, like, so weird. I felt like it looked like he was, like, desperate for money, you know?
Yeah, like, there's some times that you just don't do that. Well, first of all, like I said, I want to take this time
as a fellow Uber driver,
other folks.
As a coworker.
But no, really, you cannot do that. And how are you going to police that? I understand that's hard when you have, you know, Joe Schmo out there driving. For God's sakes, I drive people.
And not
can't believe they let me do it.
And not knowing, I wouldn't think it would be that big of a deal. I mean, especially it's
somebody
like
it's a safety issue, too.
Yeah.
It's like, it's a big safety thing. So,
yes.
So if you ever get a ride or an Uber or Lyft or whatever, and then you show up and they've got another person in the vehicle, unless you've done
ride share
or whatever, like when you split it with other people, because that is an option. But if you show up and they've got another person in that vehicle, just cancel it.
Can I throw something out there real quick?
Go for it.
If Coriel and Liz did an Uber driving thing where you two were both driving people around, I feel like word would get out and you guys would make more money.
Because
it'd be really entertaining.
It'd be like you and your best friend
or something like that, right?
Because you guys would be funny to just listen to. Like, I would just sit there. I would ask for rides because in your guys' car.
When the two of them get together, it's highly entertaining.
Did you ask him, like, why he was doing that when you guys got to dinner, or did you just play it off because you were like, oh, man?
No, honestly, I didn't even ask him. I just felt so awkward about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Acknowledge it.
Let's bring Tim in. He's on the phone with us. Tim, she was a little freaked out.
Bending the rules there, are you?
A little rideshare action that you had going on.
But first of all, like, I'm sorry. Like, I did not think that was a big deal. Like, you know, I'm an Uber driver. That's how you met me. I thought it was, you know, I didn't think it was such a big deal. It's not like a shocker to you.
I'm just, like, not trying to go on a rideshare on my way to and from a date.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, well, you were so nice, man, but that was, right, I'm sorry. That was so weird.
I didn't mean to offend you with that. Like, if there's any chance, like, you would let me, I'll let you drive. Or we can get an Uber that's not me if you would go out with me again.
Would you be willing to do that, Ashley? We'll take care of dinner if you guys go out again, and maybe he just...
agrees to not work while having fun.
I won't. I promise.
Man, that is so nice, and you seem super great, but I don't think I'm interested. Thank you, though.
Okay. Well, that's
really
nice. Please. That's quite all right.
I mean, you won't let me make it up to you.
No, look, I mean, you seem so great, but I think our time together is done.
Mm. Okay.
Well, right. Doesn't get much clearer than
that. He didn't try. Yeah. Called a radio station.
We tried. Yeah, tried to help.
You know, sometimes that Riz just doesn't get it done.
The Riz don't
Riz,
you know?
Yeah. Actually, you're worth a try.
Oh,
I would say.
Oh, he's still trying.
Oh, baby. Something to think about, too, is I know you said you're an Uber driver. She knows what you did, so it shouldn't be a shock. But, like, you don't go on a date with an accountant and expect him to do your taxes while you're out, right?
True.
Like, maybe if you dated, like, an acrobatic dancer, you'd hope they still were, you know, in...
acrobatic?
Yeah, in mode. But other than that,
Tim...
just something to think about.
Yeah, for next time around, just not get riders when you're on your date.
Make a clear distinction between what is a date and what is work time, mm-hmm. and stick to one or the other.
I didn't mean to mess up like that.
It's
all right.
It's okay. That's what we're here for, is we're here to help everybody figure things out. So we are more than willing to help you out. Thanks for being on the show with us. Ash, thanks for taking our call, and best of luck.
Thank you, guys.
Immediately regret this decision.
Of course, that's fiction, but I'm sure, and it's something you don't think about because you don't work there, but I'm sure zoos have to do tests and make sure to keep animals safe and figure out the best way to keep the people safe.
Yeah.
To be able to continue doing their business.
Like I picture at the Lincoln Children's Zoo.
Okay.
There's an alarm that goes off, and it means... the penguins broke down the barrier, and now they are waddling around the zoo.
Easily led by Pebbles.
Yes, and people are running around screaming. Children are being eaten.
Pandemonium!
This is not a drill.
And yes, and that alarm has to be some sort of, like, cute alarm. Like, it's just, like, cute penguins walking around. Like, look out. Cuteness factor overload.
Yeah.
Well, but, like, yeah, they got to have a drill, right, for that?
I'm sure they probably do.
I'm sure.
We'll have to find out from Jungle Aaron on Friday if they do this.
Yeah, we'll ask her.
But a Japanese zoo is making headlines because they had an escaped animal training drill.
Okay.
The Tobu Zoo held its training drill last Thursday with a zookeeper putting on his tiger expertise by pretending to be an escaped animal.
How?
In the video on the story, it shows the zookeeper wearing a sweatshirt with a tiger's face on the hood, prowling on all fours, while other zoo employees put the facility's escaped animal plan into action.
So it's just a sweater with the tiger's face on it. It isn't even like a costume head?
Right.
But he's running around on all fours.
He's on all fours. Rawr. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my
God. And he's like, I'm a tiger.
Yeah.
I've escaped. You gotta come get me. And, like, some of the ladies that work there are like, HR?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're like, this feels...
have a conversation.
Although, on a side note, though, I do like that he's like, here's the deal. I'm dressing up as a tiger. I dare someone to stop me. I wish they would trink dart him. That'd be kind of sweet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Jokes on him. He's the laziest worker of them all. So he was thinking that he was really doing something by taking the shortcut and opting to be the animal that's on the loose because he just doesn't want to do the running around or the heavy lifting. Little does he know he gets tranked.
Yeah, that'd be sweet.
Well, they did use simulated tranquilizers.
Oh, cool.
And nice. Put up net barriers to subdue their colleague before securing him with rope and returning him to a secure area.
Also, what if he's really bad at this, like pretending to be a tiger? So, like, they put the rope up, he crawls up to it, stands up, and just opens the gate, and then walks through
he's
it.
He's like, I'm out.
They're like, sir, tigers can't do that. They don't have thumbs. What are we doing here?
They're like absolutely panicking when this happens in real life sometime.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, I don't know what happened. We did this drill before. Daryl was so much slower, though.
Yeah.
This cat was so fast. I was not prepared at all.
Like reflexes.
He didn't eat anyone during that drill, but everybody's getting eaten right now. You know, it's funny. This kind of reminds me, though, like, you know, when you're working somewhere and they're like, all right, we have to have you do something extreme. Like, we need you to, whether in this case, dressing up as this tiger, or when I was 16, I was working at Cinema Center, and this is a movie theater in Omaha, and this is like one of the old school ones. So, like, the theater went into the ground. So when you walked out of the exit, you were down like maybe 8 feet into the ground, a stairwell, and you'd walk up. Well, we were getting like this torrential downpour.
Oh, no.
And what we used to do is we'd clean the theater and toss the trash bags into the stairwell. Well, no one went to pick them up, and it covered the drain down there.
Oh,
so there was about 9 feet deep of water, like gross.
Just trash water.
Trash
gross
water.
Trash and street and my boss
is
water.
Like, yes, and my boss is like, because he goes, all right, Gregeth, you need to go down there and get that. And I'm like, what? And he's like, well, aren't you the one that put it out there? And, like, mind you, on the other side of the door into the theater, this water's leaking under the door.
Yeah,
it's like, it's
you gotta
crazy.
Fix it. Yikes.
So I just, like, you know, got down on my skivvies and dove into the water.
Oh!
And then I came out, and he made me work the rest of the day.
Oh!
Like, all these poor people that were coming there in that part of Omaha that day, they were having someone serving them popcorn and stuff that had been swimming in trash water just 20 minutes
ago. That manager definitely had beef with you. There's a reason why he picked you.
I will say, 16-year-old Nick was more than happy to get into his underwear around his coworkers, all the ladies that were there.
Gotta
I was like, let's go. So, but yeah, it was terrible. It was terrible. And I feel like there are bosses everywhere that make people do crazy stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So I'm not going to say who and where, because I don't want to give anything away.
Rob Kelly at 96 Kicks.
A really good friend of mine worked at a clothing store once. And for whatever reason, the manager was just always on one, basically. Just was not really nice to many people at all.
Mm-hmm.
And when my friend didn't do something, I guess it was sort of job related, but not really. I mean, it was sort of expected, but wasn't. It's not in the handbook that you have to do this.
Right.
She like berated her big time and was like yelling at her in the back room and stuff. It was really dumb. And my friend, who never cries for anything, she's just like the baddest bee you'd ever meet. She starts crying out of frustration. It was like one of those hot, angry face frustration tears. Mm-hmm. And then when she got done crying, the manager told her, now go home and put some more makeup back on and come back.
Oh, wow.
And she's like, my job? You're telling me my job now is to leave and go put makeup on and come back? She just left.
I feel like that was all like you using code for when Rob told you you have to wear wigs because your hair looks bad.
And then
you know what gave it away was when you called her a bad bee and she was beauty crying over in the corner. She's going third person
on us
here.
Must be me, huh?
She's going third person.
So I think we have a competition to see who of our listeners has had to do the most extreme thing for their job.
Yeah, Facebook KX969.
JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Let's play JP Makes His Guess. Give you a chance to win your way to see Brothers Osborne live. Brothers Osborne.
You can do it, dude.
They like a rubber band attached to my wrist or something.
Yeah, is there a protocol for this that we could do?
Yeah. Well, I mean, Tom Osborne, Brothers Osborne. This has been ingrained in my head since the 80s.
But isn't it Tom Osborne?
Byrne.
Yeah, I think everybody in the world calls him Bourne on like TV and stuff, but he says Byrne.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, I've always called him Tom Osborne.
Let's get to the game.
Dang.
It is time to play for Brothers Osborne tickets and play
this feels
on...
like the Mandela effect.
I think it is. For JP.
Maybe. Playing
JP's
on...
making the Mandela effect on the Brothers Osborne.
Yes.
They're like, I swear, when they first came out, they were called Brothers Osborne, but I keep hearing.
The cause.
But my favorite, most famous radio host in Lincoln calls him Burn all the time.
And it caught like wildfire.
Ah.
You guys good?
Yeah, we're good.
All right, let's play JP.
That's awesome, Jeff. Sauce.
And it's your chance to play. Debbie's playing with Coryell. Good morning, Debbie.
Good morning.
And with Nick is Jessica. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning.
All right, so today, if you didn't know, is National Backyard Day.
Did not know that.
Coincides with the first day of spring.
Yeah.
Our backyards have become our home away from home. Our playgrounds are extension of the home.
I hate my backyard.
Why do you hate your backyard?
It's a disaster.
It's
got no grass.
Well, maybe you should transform it into an oasis.
No, it's like, if you saw my backyard and the way it's shaped, you'd be like, that is not a good backyard.
Okay.
Is it like overgrown?
Of course. I don't take care of it.
A jungly backyard, huh?
There was a certain point in my life I said, whatever my backyard looks like.
We're keeping it as is.
It's as it is.
Yeah.
So I have.
If you decide to play back there, that's your fault.
You should have a tetanus shot.
Guys are on one.
Okay, keep going. Sorry.
I have the top 10 things to do in a backyard. Or maybe you do it in your front yard like Nick does.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
The top 10 things you do in your backyard.
All right.
The number.
Got out of context contest taken care of for Friday.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
So everybody's
no, for sure.
Yeah. Sorry.
Since Coryell won the last time we all played together, that means Nick gets to go first with Jessica. Number one answer's worth a point and a half.
All right, Jessica, what are you thinking? What do you like to do in the backyard?
I'm going to say grill.
Grilling, yeah, 100%. Boom!
Yeah.
Number one answer.
Barbecue slash grill comes in at number four.
Dang it, these people
on this
are
list.
Oh, dang.
Okay.
We go with the Debbie and Coryell.
Debbie, what's your initial thought?
Okay, what about swim?
Oh, swim. Yeah, mm-hmm. If you're fancy, you got a pool.
The hot tub slash pool comes in at number three.
Cool,
on this
okay.
List. So
one I want a hot tub so bad.
I know, right?
But it's like legit from my back door to my neighbor's back door is like maybe 30 feet. I have a really shallow backyard.
Got it.
So, like, I don't want to sit in a hot tub that close to their house.
Yeah.
Like, all my yard is on the sides.
You're
I
making eye contact
yard,
with
though.
Them through the window as you're watching, like,
be weird.
The Masked right. Singer.
It would be strange.
You're chilling there with, like, a Modelo.
Yeah. You might flip it over to Sports Center.
Golly. What else should we do in the backyard? I feel like
I'm torn. What about like, you know, kids have play sets?
That's exactly what I was thinking. It's like kids playing, swinging, whatever.
Yeah.
Play set slash trampoline comes in at number six on this list.
We have one of those that never gets used in our backyard. It's actually in the side yard.
Is the trampoline?
No, the play set.
Play set.
Listen, I'm not cruising for my kids to break limbs.
Yeah.
There's no trampoline happening in this household.
Debbie and Coryell, things to do in a backyard.
Debbie, I have a few ideas. What's your idea?
Yeah, what about planting a garden? Like a vegetable
gardening.
Ooh, yeah.
Gardening landscaping came in at number two.
Oh, baby. So number one is still on the
number
board.
Number one is still up to grabs. You guys are tied 2-2. Back to Jessica and Nick.
Okay. How about like party or drink?
Yeah, like hang out with friends in your backyard.
Yeah. There you go. That's a nice way to
Giddy up.
Outdoor bar slash drink comes in at number seven. So Nick and Jessica take the lead. Back to Debbie and Coryell.
I've always wanted one of those like small sheds you turn into a bar.
Yeah.
Where you put a TV in there and stuff.
That's definitely like my bucket list. I'm going to have one of those.
Our friends Joe and Lindsay have those, and it's awesome.
I mean, my wife is against it, but I think once she realizes she could banish me to that thing anytime she wants, she'll be a for it. It'll now be a positive.
You guys need this one to stay in the game.
Okay.
Top 10 things you do in your backyard.
Let's see. Now, would her drink, does that apply to everything? I mean, like, didn't she say cocktails or something?
Outdoor bar
slash
drink.
No, she said party and drink.
Party and drink.
Yeah, so I think that drinking is off the table.
I'll help you guys because I'm a nice person. I know you guys think it's number one on JP's list, but it's not on the top 10. Peeping on your neighbors, not in the top 10.
Not from your backyard.
No.
Not on the list, you don't think?
Okay, well, it might if you were nude sunbathing in your backyard.
Yeah, nude sunbathing.
Sunbathing? Debbie, you said sunbathing?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, sunbathing, suntanning. Oh,
to stay in the game, sunbathing.
Oh, it is not
there, and therefore,
man,
because they got the three. Jessica and Nick are the winners today.
JP, when you nude sunbathe in your backyard, are you worried about sunburning your tallywhacker?
I cover that sucker up. Here's the top 10 things to do in the backyard. Number 10, a drum circle.
What?
I know.
Hey, my mom's family's Native American. We do that stuff, okay? You guys back off.
Number 9, camp / pop a tent.
Yeah, dude.
Number 8, movie night.
Yeah.
Projecting a movie on the side of the house.
Projector. Projector. It happens. Our neighborhood, you could see, like, there's at least 6 houses up and down the streets where the little kids are just outside watching projectors. Yeah.
Outdoor bar / drink game at 7. Trampoline play set at 6. Yard games at 5.
Yeah, that's going to be one of my guesses. Yard
like games. Ladder games and all that stuff.
Yeah, like playing with a pet, like a dog.
Yeah, barbecue / grill at 4. Hot tub / pool at 3. Gardening / landscaping at 2. The number one answer, fire pit.
Sitting around
a fire pit.
But when I think of a fire pit, I think of, like, you know, gatherings of friends and drinking. So I thought it was all kind of part of the ambiance.
Oh.
Dang. Either way.
Corey, you hear that excuse you just put out into the
dang
world?
It. I coupled that all together.
Tiny little violin right here playing.
Congratulations, Jessica. You are our winner today. You got yourself those Osborne tickets.
Yay.
Hurrah. Thanks for listening. Thanks for playing. That's JP Makes His Guest for today.
Yeah, you got that yummy.
Every Tuesday at this time, we make you salivate.
Or green around the gills.
Oh, that's true. That happens sometimes too. You kind of gross people out.
Sometimes it can be kind of nasty.
With, like, people's weird eating habits and whatnot. What do we got today?
Well, JP, I'm going to ask you.
Okay.
What is the oddest or most unique flavor of, I know you don't drink beer, but, like, unique flavor of beverage you've had? Like, for example, there's, like, pickle beers from, I think it's Zipline.
Yeah. I did the butter beer when I was at Harry Potter Land.
Oh, okay, yeah.
At Universal.
Yeah.
I like to drink Screwball peanut butter whiskey with either grape jelly or cranberry because it tastes like a PB&J sandwich.
Yeah, I'd say that's pretty unique, for sure.
Okay.
What about pizza-flavored beer? Or, like, pizza-flavored, I guess, anything. But
I mean, I love pizza.
Yeah.
I don't. I feel like automatically I feel heavier just thinking about drinking pizza.
Yeah. Beer. Well, it's happening. Pizza flavored beer from New Belgium. They've partnered with Tombstone, the frozen pizza.
Oh.
I know. But
that tracks.
Hear me out. Yeah. Pizza and beer is kind of an iconic duo.
Oh, yeah, for certain.
It should probably taste decent, but the description has me scratching my head a little bit. I don't know if I'm going to like this. It's described as having hints of, quote, crispy crust, tangy tomato sauce, and savory herbs and spices with a pepperoni finish.
Oh.
And then if you think about it too, though, it's not much different than, like, a loaded Bloody Mary.
Right.
So I'm guessing it will taste pretty good. I don't know. I don't know how to feel about it. It's an IPA, 7%. It'll be sold under the IPA brand Voodoo Ranger, and it's only going to be sold in select markets on National Beer Day, April 7th. So great marketing on their part.
Smart.
But each 4-pack, do you want to know how much that's going to set you back?
Yes. 4-pack, you said?
Yes.
$20.
$50.
Oh my God.
Yep.
What?
I don't know.
Why did they go so high?
I don't know.
Your Tombstone Pizza and New Belgium.
Yeah.
Like, I mean.
So, pretty crazy.
Because how many Tombstones, I'm going to look it up. How many Tombstone pizzas can you buy for $50?
Yeah, I mean, there's got to be, I'm going to guess too. How many Tombstone pizzas can you buy for $50?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with.
So, Tombstone Pizza costs okay.
Well, now you already gave it away.
$4.
Okay, yeah. So math, I don't know.
So I'll bust out the calculator. So
20 something after tax?
50 divided by $4. It's $12.5 pizzas. You can get 12.5 pizzas.
See, I can't do math. Wait, only 12 for $4. Okay, yeah, that's right.
That is crazy.
I don't do numbers.
For $50.
I know. That's nuts. It's nuts. But instead, you could spend $50 and only get 4 bottles of liquid pizza.
Yeah, I know.
Speaking of, Chick-fil-A is going outside the, chicken box, so to speak.
Okay.
They're launching a spin-off pizza restaurant. It's called Little Blue Menu. It's a digital-only restaurant in College Park, Maryland. So they've launched that. That was in September of 2023. And the name comes from the late Chick-fil-A founder, S. Truett Cathy, who used blue menus at his first ever restaurant, The Dwarf House. And then Little Blue Menu serves like classic Chick-fil-A items, as well as burgers, onion rings, things like that, a bunch of other things. So they're kind of like trying...
Ooh.
This whole pizza nonsense.
Will it be number one open like late for like college students or folks that have been at the bars? Because then like you can get pizza like that pretty quick.
Yeah, I mean that'd be nice.
And then number two is it's going to be open on Sundays.
It is?
I don't know.
Oh,
is it?
It'll be a big hit if it does that.
Yeah, I mean that'd be around that kind of thing.
And then something that's a little more attainable, since that's also kind of like, you know, not, it's a big question mark, not even in our area. Domino's has a new 50% off all menu priced pizzas through the 24th to help celebrate, the basketball tournaments and stuff.
Oh, so, we've got Domino's down the road.
Yeah, I know.
Let's go.
The deal is available by ordering online or using the app, but in addition to the half off, the 50% off deal, here are some interesting facts about Domino's and basketball. This is actually pretty funny.
Okay.
So during the men's 2023 national semifinals and championship games, Domino's sold more than 3 million pizzas just during that time.
Wow.
They produced enough dough to match the weight of more than 22 million basketballs during last year's tournaments.
Wow.
It takes 69 Domino's pizza boxes stacked from the floor of a basketball court to reach the hoop, which is placed at 10 feet. And it takes more than 4,500 Domino's pizza boxes to cover a 4,600 square foot basketball court.
Dang.
That's just a little extra fun facts there for you.
You want one more thing for you for March Madness?
Yeah.
I did it last week for lunch. Wendy's, if you order on the app and then like drive through to pick it up. They have their Dave's Madness going on right now.
Oh, okay.
So, like, you can get a Dave's single for $1.
Oh.
You can get a Dave's double for $2.
Oh, nice.
That's a big amount of meat.
Not bad. Not bad.
Delio's because of March Madness.
On the morning show page, KX Mornings, your favorite pizza-flavored something, because they have favorite.
Ah.
There's pizza-flavored combos, like the pretzel things, remember?
Yes, those are amazing.
There's that. There's pizza-flavored Pringles, and they have pizza-flavored beer. Anything that isn't pizza, but pizza-flavored. Tell us on the morning show page, KX Mornings.
Couple big things for you. Apparently, the Board of Regents have announced that they're going to add on to their agenda tomorrow about the announcing of a candidate for the president for the University of Nebraska. So,
for the what?
University of Nebraska.
Oh, sorry.
Did not say the word university.
Okay.
It came out weird.
Okay.
Nebraska.
That all of for a sudden, the what?
I went into speed mode.
There you go. It happens.
But so, yeah, we may have something coming up tomorrow to say about the president.
We'll have to keep you posted. So
we'll keep you updated on that. Also tomorrow, it's Workplace Wednesday, where we give you shout outs of where you're working and listening to us, and then a chance to get hooked up with a Maze popcorn bar.
Maze is so stinking good. Oh my gosh. If you like sweet things, obviously that's a good spot to go because, you know, caramel drizzled and whatever.
Oh, yeah.
There's like there's not hot apple pie. What the heck? It's apple pie popcorn and there's
cheese popcorn's really,
there's
really
like
good
red
too.
Cinnamon popcorn for like the sweets,
caramel
apple, cafe mocha. But yeah, there's also the savories and stuff like cheesy pizza popcorn. There's a churro one. There's chili cheese popcorn and garlic parmesan. Just a couple ideas for you.
Yeah.
So.
And then you're in that, we give you a shout out, you got a chance to win that, and then once a month we draw a winner, and Deborah Niedermeyer at Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh is our February winner, so if you know Deborah, or you work at the Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh,
there's some popcorn coming your way,
you might want to just shoot her a text and say, hey Deborah, am I still your best friend, can I come to the popcorn?
Yeah, or stop by her desk or cubicle or wherever she's doing her J-O-B, and then and shake her hand. Yeah. What an office hero.
Like, we're going to get popcorn because of you. Thanks, Deborah. That's how it works out with Workplace Wednesday. So,
and also, if you really want to be like the next winner, make sure you go to kzkx.com. Tell us where you are working plus listening to Kicks at the same time. Got to start off strong. Heather, UNL Animal Science, shout out Jennifer. She is popping. Is what she is. They're really trying hard.
They're trying. Everybody is. We'll get a full rundown of Workplace Wednesday tomorrow. You can be in on the fun as well. KZKX.com to get in for Workplace Wednesday and be a winner like Deborah is. Coming up tomorrow, we'll get you a chance to win your way to see Brothers Osborne live. We'll have couples therapy and more. Another 12 in a row. Start it up next.